U.S. and Iraqi troops are fighting in Iraq to stabilize it, at least to the point that elections can proceed and the economy can start to revive. We've asked two experts with different perspectives on some aspects of the war to share their views. Fawaz Gerges is professor of international affairs and Middle East studies at Sarah Lawrence College in New York, and Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. Welcome to both of you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The fighting in Samarra follows military offensives in Fallujah and Najaf, and of course, the ongoing struggle with insurgents in the capital, Baghdad. Fawaz Gerges, you have written that the American military presence appears to have become a hindrance and liability to the success of the Iraqi political project. Explain what you mean.
Well, I think in the eyes of many Iraqis, the United States has become part of the problem, not the solution. Many Iraqis whom we talk to, the polls show that many Iraqis no longer tolerate American soldiers as a source of stability in their neighborhoods, but rather they see American soldiers as a source of the violence. And it seems to me that the American military dominance, given the deteriorating attitudes of Iraqis toward the American troops, no longer serves a useful political goal, and in fact may have lost any legitimizing function whatsoever. In this sense, I would argue that American military presence appears to have become a hindrance and a liability to the success of the Iraqi political project, because most Iraqis now would like American troops to leave their country immediately.
Michael O'Hanlon, you were optimistic about the invasion when it started last year, but you recently wrote the U.S. should announce that it's willing to leave next year. Tell us how your thinking has evolved.
Well, I'd say I agree with two-thirds of what the professor just said, and therefore I think we have to do whatever we can to defuse anti-Americanism. The insurgency has taken on a much greater strength than I expected, and I think anti-Americanism has become much of the reason. It's become the ideology that the resistance has depended upon, because certainly returning Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party to power cannot plausibly be the motivation of any large resistance. If we're seeing a growing resistance, it's motivated by something else, and the most credible answer, I think, is anger at the sense of others, outsiders, running the show. The only place where I might differ slightly from the professor is I actually worry about the alternatives being equally bad at the moment, and were we to leave, I think there's a very high chance of civil war, and I think many Iraqis realize that as well and are a little schizophrenic. They don't want us there, but they're also nervous to see us go. But I think the plan has to be to try to accelerate the training and envision a much smaller U.S. role within a year or two.
I think no one is suggesting that the United States should pack and leave overnight. This would be, of course, criminal. I think what I'm suggesting, and what many others are beginning to do, is that the United States must set a specific early timetable for the exit of most of its troops from Iraq. First, I think to convince Iraqis and the Arab and Muslim communities that it has no hegemonic design on the country. And I believe that we don't have any hegemonic design on Iraq. And secondly, I think this alternative, by setting an early specific timetable for the exit of American troops from Iraq, I think we could change the internal dynamics on the ground in the country itself. Iraqis dissenters, in particular insurgents, could no longer exploit the fact that the American occupation is running the country. And I think Iraqis neighbors and the international community as a whole has a vested stake in Iraq not plunging into chaos.
Mr. O'Hanlon, do you agree with the idea of an early timetable for exit?
Well, I'm four-fifths of the way there. Jim Steinberg and I wrote in the Washington Post in May that we should declare that this particular mission, this U.S.-led outside mission, will end by sometime in 2005, perhaps with the passage of the Iraqi Constitution that's expected in late 2005. At that time, however, I think we need the option, if the Iraqis are so inclined, to invite us back for an indefinite stay, but a smaller presence. I think the idea at that point of letting the Iraqis have more and more of the responsibility for every aspect of their security, but keeping perhaps 10 to 30,000 U.S. forces as a backup capability in case they get into trouble on the Iraqi side, that's the sort of additional new mission we would want to have the option of negotiating with our Iraqi allies by the time this current mission ended.
Is that the way you envision it, Professor Gerges?
Well, I think, let me at least broaden the debate a bit and say that what we are losing sight of here is that the underlying difficulties and problems in Iraq are mainly political. What we need to understand, Sheila, is that Iraqis are deeply divided on the future direction of the country. And I think here, unfortunately, it seems to me that the American administration and the Ayad Alawi government, the Iraqi government, appear to be relying too much on military muscle and investing very little in building bridges to the centers, not just within the Sunni community, but also among Shiites. Let's remember that there is a large segment of the Shiite community who basically objects to the American military presence.
Michael O'Hanlon, do you agree too much focus on military?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite that way. I agree that we need a better political strategy, but I'm afraid that much of the Sunni triangle is beyond the power of reason at this point, at least in terms of the near-term violence. And I think what we need is a combination of the sorts of better political dialogue that the professor is underscoring, and a very effective combination of that with some muscular military operations against the existing insurgency.
Michael O'Hanlon is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington and co-author of The Iraq Index at brookings.edu/Iraq Index. Fawaz Gerges is professor of international affairs and Middle East studies at Sarah Lawrence College in New York. He's the author of the forthcoming book, The Jihadists, Unholy Warriors. Thank you both for this discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.